Welcome, listeners, to Lenzo's Memoirs. My memory takes me back to my time in Unilag, my journey. As it has to do with organization, you know, understanding what is needed and leadership. You see, when I entered year one in Unilag, there was one thing that used to make me laugh. The fees we had to pay was almost nothing. I mean, if I remember, the average that time was 50 naira tuition fee. Then when we even entered, I think all the monies we paid that first session, that first time, was about 190 something naira or something. But to pay that money was a lot of work. See, that's the thing. All of us needed to go to the, you know, cash office, or whatever we called it that time. I can't even remember the location now, to queue up, to pay our money, to pay, as in we were to pay the school. Now, and I noticed that they gave us some cards, you know, that if you don't pay, you don't enter lecture halls. But as all this was panning out, normally, being someone that goes to Lagos, that lived in Lagos, going to school was never a hard thing. You'll be like, there was no hold up that year. So while I was trying to pay, lectures were going on, so I was still going for lectures. I can't really look and say, why they are threatening that if you don't pay, you won't take lectures. But they were not checking it. As the Nigerian spirit, who should I be now? I don't look and say, okay, one thing I realized that you people can't afford this, your boss, you can't afford seats. There was nothing, you just enter lecture theater. Nobody was stopping you. Just register courses. Nobody was demanding for what, you know. So, I continued enjoying life. Now, what I now decided to be doing, I mean, so that my life can be soft based on the small experience I had as of that time, my first and second year particularly, was whenever I get to school, I don't worry about payment. Because the serious students, we first of all go before us, the ones that are very serious. So when you pass the place, you see crowds, some people sweat it to pay 50 card, 100 card, you know, all those kind of things. God forbid. I will be there gallivanting and enjoying myself until that crowd, that madness has gone down. So maybe in the middle towards just before exams, I go just go the place. By that time, I'm telling you people, everywhere, go down quiet. I don't pay, they all stamp and shine. I just carry that one, don't document, I don't pay my money, be that. So I got very comfortable in my skin and, you know, and my friends, what did they there? Until Jalilio Motola now became VC. It was, I think, Professor Alau that was a VC my first 2 years in Unilag. And I saw actual change. You see, there was a day we used to run it as big boys that year, Unilag boys. Yeah, we get to do things, you know, like big boys we be now. So whenever school resumes like this, first, when we go to school, you are just to go and start looking at, you know, you'll go science with motto, you'll go art. It wasn't my car though, but my friends had cars. Huh? So you'll survey, you won't just go and start. I was an engineer, you know, all those ones will catch up. So there was this other friend, there was this friend's sister that now entered. So in that third year, that was how we used to run it. So she was not like, we knew she was entering Unilag. So as boys just sit down, she was always like, ah, are you guys not going to school? Now, I be jammed by it. I'm going to go front. We they come like, ah. The guy was not giving us update that. Oh, man, that's not what they said, though. That they said that if you don't pay your school fees within this certain time, that it will increase. Ah, come, which day you reach school? He said, but that's what they are saying. Ah, make it for no loss. Now, that time, they were really complaining about school fees, just like they've always been. That it needed to be increased and all that. And she said, I was not like, eh, but how can you do that law now? When, do you know, how will all of us now pay to the location? She now told me, no, that under Omotola's leadership, that people in the cash office were coming out to the faculty to come and pay, to come and collect the money. I was like, scratching my head. That makes sense. See, so they decentralized the payment. That's just by that action. Ah. And since I mean, they take truth, take joke. And on the next day, I enter campus. There was no GSM. As I got there, I saw that almost The cash office people don't come, faculty don't set up somewhere, queue don't day. According to this, every faculty just they collect their own money now. It's not like, okay, can you, it is serious. It's not very serious. While I'm not there. I don't even remember. No girl with all the jump queue since boarding house. Before I shall know it to the apple, I don't the front of the queue. Calm down. Now I ask. Say, so what's the format now? The time is, am I pay my 50 car now? You come on money for forget. I all remember. Then the Ogigo will pay for that one. I'll pay for that one. I all get like Toria. And that's why they pay for my guys now. It wasn't expensive when I was there. Thank God. That's why I owe Nigeria a lot too. It wasn't expensive to do. It wasn't about my family having money, but you could run it, you know, on the cheap. And I thank God for that. And I'm grateful for it too. So that was when I now started realizing that one human being can cause change. Who sabi fit run waiting be like say hard. He go run and soft. That it was that Professor Jalilu Omotola now becoming the VC of UNILAG that made me realize. I say money. In a jiffy, there's this water reservoir that is at this place now. What do you call it? Beside Moremi now. It wasn't always there. Now, so by that time, everyone called the scratch and say, Bill, I say things go different under this dispensation. When Omotola himself come to the union ground for Makama, come address us. Man, are you serious? Come they let us know, say we go get water. When he came, they now started building new blocks now. They're like, action man. When we look at when money just entered, UNILAG comes up, started doing, they start to paint tree. It was the one that came, I just looked at it, that this bread now business. No be wala with, you know, we were just buying bread and we were eating. You don't reach one day, we don't see bread. We're waiting, bread, staple food. Now we got to hear information saying, Professor Jalilu Omotola has changed the format. That now UNILAG bread with the chops. Now UNILAG, they sell our bread to us now. See all those people. Made the fine market elsewhere. But, you know, I was telling some of my friends yesterday that, look, it's really not about a thought. It is not subjective. The reality comes upon uni. Once those in leadership that know what they are doing, you will see the change. You will physically feel it. The stimulus will be upon uni. Because, you see, that initial time, that transition period, guy, you walk out from inside campus, enter a coca, go buy bread to chow on you. But in a jiffy, really, that was how UNILAG pure water came up. So everybody now started looking at the university as, you know, a place to generate money, which basically was. Omotola that time, they were doing Nigerian 99, I think. I mean, which one are they doing? UNILAG was now one of their practice pitches. So it was Strabag that came to do the Titan tracks for us. Demand sense. So as we are entering an election year, as we are in an election year, please, this selecting a leader is not a joke. Track record must be there. Because if you give who sabi this matter, the matter no go the matter like this now. But remember, no be as even my pops, Buhari, Mita, and I deliver. But like I always say, we're already great. It's the greater that we are fighting for. But we must understand that it is the peace that gives us everything. All these killings must just stop. It's enough to go through life. Disease, heartbreak, and all that. Now, you're not even having peace in your own country. Now, I have peace in Nigeria, and I thank God for that. But this peace is not in all regions. And we still have to be concerned because, get one day, I sit down for a hood. I see one guy land direct from the east. Oh, my guys. I asked him, I said, how is the east? Say everywhere was catching fire. All that time of all these hip hop stuff. He was not letting me know that, if you wear a black t-shirt, in a way, if they catch you. And I asked him, honest truth. I said, are you sure you've not committed that you're running to Lagos? He said, no, he's still in Lagos doing fine. And that's why you really just must be concerned. And you must talk to it and not, you know, try and do your own bit to educate people mentally on where to really get them or where it would not get them. You see, for those that know, not everybody was born to lead. But we are all still leaders. But there's a capacity to leadership. And some people's leadership skills does not transcend. It doesn't go higher. Either because of ambition or because of experience or just because they are not ready for the wahala. Now, please, you must be ready for the work to lead. Because leading is a very, very hard job. Once you decide to step out to lead, plus what you do, plus what you don't do, becomes a public matter. So, some people should just start all that crying, please. Not as if Obama never cried. But Obama was crying that they were killing people. Not crying because of someone was talking about his family. They don't do that there, and I don't encourage it, even in Nigeria, too, or anywhere for that matter. But we are animals, and some of us are still animals. And when these animals rear their head, please, let your maturity and whatever truth it is, let it calm you down. Just come to the territory. Organization is everything. We are getting organized. And we just have to continue and be better organized. I confidently say it. Nigeria is already great. Let's come together and make it greater. I hope you enjoy it.